Senator Kay Hagan's approval ratings are changing, but public policy polling analyst Jim Williams says they're not going the direction the Hagan administration would prefer.
We had found Kay Hagan with a small but consistent lead for quite throughout most of this year, and we're finding now that it's really kind of crept into a statistical tie at this point.
The poll shows Hagan in a dead heat with her prospective 2014 opponents, coming in no more than 3 points ahead of State House Speaker Tom Tillis, Heather Grant, and Reverend Mark Harris. And she's trailing 1 point behind Greg Brannon. So what's the force behind the trend?
And that stems probably a lot from the botched rollout of the Obamacare website.
The website has been a nightmare for the faces of the Democratic Party since healthcare.gov opened its marketplace for federal health insurance on October 1st.
Obama's approval rating in September was 48 approve, 49 disapprove. Now it's down to 43 approve, 53 disapprove.
And Williams says North Carolinians have responded negatively to the healthcare plan they were already skeptical of in the first place.
Obamacare has never been particularly popular in North Carolina, but now only 38% of voters say they approve of it compared to 48% who disapprove. Even worse, 69% of voters say that its rollout has been unsuccessful so far.
The 2014 Senate election is still a year away, and Williams says there's a large group of undecided voters who could come to Hagan's rescue.
The race is sort of unformed in terms of the Senate race. So a lot of the folks who either are running or may run are not very well known to the state at large yet. And so that's why you're finding very high numbers of undecided voters there.
Senator Hagan did originally support the Affordable Care Act, but she announced Tuesday that she is asking for an investigation of the failed website launch. Kristen Ruffin, 97.9 FM, WCHL.